across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday, of course. Jess, it's funny that it is Tuesday because I thought Wednesday all this morning, heartbroken. Heartbroken. Thought it was hump day.
That's the worst feeling.
Digress. We must continue on. Crevo's slowly making his way to the studio.
Oh, what an absolute
G up that is.
I'm teasing him a little
bit. Where
were you? He was here this morning. He just forgot his headphones and realized.
I left them in the car.
Minute. Oh, no.
I was like, hang on, I don't have my headphones here.
Which is a big problem.
Like, go, because otherwise you won't be able to talk to Jess. I was like, that is a good point, and I do want to talk to Jess. So good morning to you, Jess.
Good morning.
While we are talking to you, Jess, get up too much yesterday? Anything exciting?
Not really.
Not really?
Nothing?
No. What did I do? I went to the dentist. There you go.
Oh.
How exciting.
Did you get, like, veneers or something?
Nups. The x-rays are clean.
Oh, that's good, because you've got very dicky teeth, don't you? Always
I do
worried
have
about
very
them.
Dicky teeth.
What do they tell you? Extra, what do you call it? Extra calcium toothpaste?
All of that.
All of
rubbish.
That. Oh, very good.
Here's a dirty confession.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been to the dentist since high school.
And I bet you're one of those annoying people who doesn't have a problem with their teeth, and yet us who go all the time have to get fillings and all sorts of stuff.
How are your teeth, Steve? They look good.
Well, they feel all right. I feel like I have any problems with them. So until I feel like there's an issue, until I start hurting...
Then you reckon you're sweet.
Well, I reckon I'm all right.
Unfair.
Yeah.
Well, unfair, but probably not true as well.
Prevention is not the best solution, you know? Sometimes you just got to wait for a problem to happen, then fix it as they come.
Famously. Well, plenty of teeth chat there, and we'll keep you updated across Stevens as we get the dentist x-ray machine in. Bring it in, boys.
Not doing that, but what we do is a chat with Jess very shortly. You're waking up with The Novos. Stephen and Creamer, 105.3 New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, a guy in a critical condition after being stabbed at the weekend. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so police were called to Paxton about 5:30 on Sunday afternoon, and when they got there, they found a man suffering stab wounds to his stomach. Police were told that he was involved in a bit of an altercation with a woman that was known to him. He was taken to the John Hunter. He was last reported to be yesterday in a critical but stable condition. Meantime, that woman who was known to him, a 33-year-old, she was arrested and she's been charged with a couple of domestic violence-related offences and remanded in custody to appear in court next month.
I feel like a bit of an altercation is a lightly way of saying getting
very
stabbed.
Very lightly,
isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
If somebody stabbed me...
Allegedly.
If somebody allegedly stabbed me, I'd be saying... No, it was quite an altercation, actually.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, recovers well.
Yes,
that's exactly. The main point of this. Changing Absolutely. Pace a little bit. Tribunals had their say ahead of the big dance on the weekend for our NRL nights for the ladies. Who's clear to play? What's going on?
Yeah, so thankfully, Caitlin Johnston, she is clear to play this weekend. She was charged with a grade one careless high tackle from Sunday's game against the Broncos on lock Mariah Denman in the 16th. Minute of that game on Sunday. Arvo, normally that charge carries a one-game ban, but she entered an early guilty plea and elected to instead pay the fine, which was $400, so she can play this weekend, which is really good, and we had no injuries from the weekend so far as we know, so we've got a full strong squad heading into the final.
That is good. I think those, like, fines, though... They should be commensurate with the girls' pay. Like
Than the boys.
Yeah, a lot cheaper.
How much would that be?
$1,000 is the boys?
$2,000 or something like that. Yeah.
It's still not in line. It should be like $50.
Well, you'd hope, I don't know if this actually happens, you'd hope the club pays for it. Or helps subsidize.
Happen?
I don't know if it does, but you'd hope they would look after the players a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm just, you know, if you think about when the boys get a fine for $1,000 or whatever, that's like a drop in the ocean to them.
Mm.
You know, for the girls, on the pay that they get, that's not cheap enough.
I think the fines for an early guilty plea is silly anyway. I think if you've done something that's worth being suspended for, you get suspended.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's worked out well for us because Canada's
exactly.
Good place.
We'll
so,
take this one.
You know, they can maybe change it next year or something like that, you know.
Prevos for cheaper fines. Just remember that.
Yeah, there you go. Lowering the punishment, you reckon, for doing naughty things.
Well, just if it's a finable offence, it just should be a fair fine. Anyway, that's just my opinion.
There you go.
Anyway, look, like Stephen said, good that she's going to be able to play. That's the main thing, really, isn't it?
And the big dance Sunday. We actually cannot wait.
Yeah, yes. Very excited around the team and around Newcastle. Of course, a full news update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Yeah, Stephen, and don't go anywhere for the next 2.5 hours because Ticket Picker Box is back with us very soon.
Well, that's it. Jess just mentioned it, but it's actually quite crowded in studio here, you and I, Crevo.
Boxes everywhere.
Because we've got the boxes with all the tickets in it. Well, there's 3 boxes in play today, of course.
1, 2, and 3, my favourites.
I haven't had a look inside today. I've been able to, you know, contain myself. Yesterday, I was so excited. It was day one. I was got to look inside the box and see what's available today. It'll be a surprise for me as much as it's a surprise for you.
This is awesome.
Yeah, basically what we do, we've got a bunch of different tickets available, and everyone wins.
That's right. Everyone's getting something. There's experiences of all sorts. In fact, they're all really good.
Yeah, so 3 boxes in front of us in play today and could be up for grabs. I mean, we've got tickets to Kiss, tickets to the Cause.
Yep.
We've got Spiegelman tickets, Gold Class tickets to the cinemas. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. Jets games in there as well.
Lovely. So it's like school holidays or your own stuff, all sorted, right? Your own holidays. Use them for whatever you want. Right?
Exactly. So after 8, one lucky Novocastrine picks a box and is going away with some form of tickets. Everyone's a winner, which is my favourite bit about this game.
New FM.
And Crevo, at the moment, Siobhan and I, my partner Siobhan and I, are still sharing one car.
Yeah.
So she's moved over from WA, which is very nice, and we're living together in the Charlestown Castle.
2 partners, 1 car.
But yeah, 2 partners, 1 car at the moment. We are, you know, we're kind of in the market looking for something for her to drive around for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. New Mercedes, maybe?
No, in the market for like a second-hand car or something like that. Something cheap.
Yeah.
But anyway, while we are searching and looking for the right fit, we are sharing one car, which means sometimes, as you've seen, got to catch the bus home from work.
Yeah, well, I offered you a lift, and you're like, no, actually like the bus. I was like, righto, whenever.
You know what? I get a lot of time to, you know, like, listen to a lot of things and read a lot of articles and, you know.
Reflect on life.
Yeah, well, that's, you normally don't set aside that time.
That's true.
Like, it's like an hour and a half where I can't do anything else. So I might as well catch up on some, you know, like podcasts or, you know, read some articles, whatever. Anyway, so I'm catching the bus from Sandgate here to the Charlestown Castle. It's the number 11 bus.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes, it drops you pretty much at Charlestown Square there, which is dangerous because normally that's where, like, the hot bread is, French hot bread.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, so it's a lot of temptation getting off the bus and not buying lunch, being like, I got lunch at home.
It's like landing in Vegas, you know?
I know, temptation's everywhere, of course.
Yeah.
Charlestown is famously the Vegas of
that's what I know.
Newcastle.
Yep.
Anyway, on this bus, though, I've noticed there's been a few campaigns to try and stop people fare dodging.
Oh.
Right, jumping on without scanning your card.
Yeah.
So there's posters on the buses, you know, and
you've become the poster boy, haven't you?
No, I haven't become the poster boy, far from. But, you know, a lot of them are, you know, be a big burly security guard and you'll be like, you know, we'll catch you if you fare dodge, all this sort of stuff. But I saw one the other day, which I was just sitting pondering it for ages. Now, I understand that they're trying to show here, you know, that anyone could work as a Trans New South Wales officer.
Sure.
Right? They're trying to show that this job could be for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But the picture of the little old gran, you know, holding up her cuffs and being like, we'll get ya, not very intimidating.
You saw that and thought, I don't think I'm going to pay my fare today. Seems like an easy get-off.
Literally looked at it and thought, how's she going to get me with a Zimmer frame? Unbelievable. I get they're trying to make sure, you know, anyone could work this job. But
she shouldn't.
If you're trying to get people to, you know, pay their fare and stop dodging them, have some intimidating threats
characters
there.
Yeah. On there. Otherwise, Stephen is not going to pay his fare again.
I'm always paying my fare. I'm just worried.
Why have your fingers crossed? That's weird.
No, unbelievable.
New FM. 1, 2, 3. A new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, Cremer, let's do it. Let's reward the early crew this morning. Those up and about battling, you know, before the sun gets up. This is your time to win some free stuff. 4967 4105 is the magic number. And, of course, we're going to play Three of a Kind, which is a game we play same time, same place every single morning. What we do is we give you three items, and all you got to do is find the one word or theme that links those three words together.
Shall we do a little example?
Yeah, we can do a little example. Do you have one, or do you want me to give you one?
I've got one ready for you.
Okay.
Okay, here, you ready? Pirelli, Toyo, Michelin.
Stephen.
Yep.
Tyres?
Easy. See, if you knew that, this is you can play this game. You're qualified.
And where else do you get rewarded this early in the morning?
Nowhere
else. Up and about. Early bird does, in fact, get the worm. And the worm comes in the form of this morning, Crevo.
We've got $60 vouchers for the Lucky Hotel Newcastle.
Come on.
Yeah, this is awesome. You can spend it food, drinks, whatever you want. How's some of these delicious things they got going on? How about that Nashville hot fried chicken burger?
That sounds like a challenge, doesn't
it? Crispy slaw, pickle, French fries, and Nashville hot fried chicken. Absolutely yes from me.
Yes from me as well.
So if you'd like to win a $60 voucher, you can go with a friend, go with your partner, whatever you want. Have a nice meal together, maybe a drink on us.
And, of course, lucky your kids eat free these and every school holidays at the Lucky Newcastle. So just go get yourself a feed. That's it.
Yep.
Kids, they get it for free.
Yeah, 4967 4105. If you want to play Three of a Kind and get yourself a $60 voucher for the Lucky Hotel.
Two battlers this morning come in the form of, firstly, Kate in Minmai. Morning, Kate. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's your morning going?
Oh, we are flying. Even better here from you. Up against you this morning, Kate, we go to Weston where we say morning to Jet. How's things?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Very well, thanks. We've got two willing, keen competitors, Crevo.
Indeed.
I'm excited for this morning's Three of a Kind. Before we get into it, though, we must, of course, test the technology. Your name is your buzzer. Kate, can we get you to test your buzzer first?
Kate.
Lovely. Jet, you're next?
Jet.
All right.
Everyone gets it.
Everyone gets it. We're on. The scoring system works. First to two, best of three, and best of luck to both our contestants. The first one I've got for you is Scrabble, Snakes and Ladders, and Monopoly.
Kate
was quickest there.
Yeah, board games.
Board games is correct.
Bang, one on the board.
Kate flying there.
Jet, there's a little bit of pressure here, but don't let it get to you, okay?
No, I got it.
He's got it. Don't worry, he's fine.
Sorry, I was stressing for nothing.
All right, calm yourself to a panic, Crevo. Next one we've got is Elephant, Lion, Giraffe.
Jet
quickest there.
Safari animals, like African animals.
Yeah, I take that. Absolutely correct. Well done, mate.
One
African animals
piece.
Is what I had.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Everything to play for here.
For all the chockies.
$60 to spend at the Lucky in Newcastle.
The final one I've got for our two contestants this morning. Magnum Cornetto Drumstick.
Jet.
Hey.
Jet was quickest.
Ice creams
is correct.
He's only gonna done it. Unbelievable scenes. You've got yourself $60 to spend at the Lucky Hotel Newcastle. Both of you in the draw as well for a family pass to Jurassic World the exhibition. Now, Kate, as our runner-up, do you think we can get you back for another crack tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll have a go tomorrow.
Yes, representing Minmai. Well done to you, Jet.
How's Jet full Stephen Brebbering it?
Mate. I know.
I knew I was going to do it anyway. That's like order.
Yeah, well, you knew it. Knew it from the start. And that's the main thing.
Come from behind, wasn't nervous at all being a point down.
That's right. And you know what? There's a lesson in that. If your life's sort of got you down a little bit, don't worry. You can still come back and get the win.
And, of course, if you want to get involved in Three of a Kind, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow right here on New FM. And Crevo was celebrating the 25th birthday of one of my old housemates from the Merriweather Share House, actually.
Oh, how lovely.
Over the weekend. So catching up with them, which was lovely. I haven't seen them in a while, and they were all there because obviously it was one of the girls' birthdays. So
a reunion.
A bit of a reunion, yeah. So we went for a couple drinks at the Great Northern, which was lovely. They had a couple specials on Saturday Arvo, like cheap seltzers and cheap beers, happy days. So we were enjoying ourselves, had a little feed, had a couple drinks. And one of the girls there who's a mutual friend of my friend whose birthday was, you know, like a friend of a friend who you see every now and again.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was there. I hadn't seen her in months and months. But she's a young mum. So
nice.
She's also like around that 25 year old age, you know, but she's got a young boy. And again, I haven't seen this kid in months and months and months. So for argument's sake, not his actual name, but I was like, you know, oh, how old's little Timmy now?
Yeah.
And lots of parents like to give age in very unusual units of measurement.
You know, what do you mean by this?
When you could easily say, you know, like 3 months, young mums like to say he's 12 weeks or 15 weeks or something like that, right? But this was the most extreme example of this I've ever seen, and this has got to stop. I said to her, how old's little Timmy now? Yeah. I haven't seen him in ages. He's grown so big.
Yeah.
She said to me, and I kid you not, 142 weeks old. 142 weeks.
Who's counting?
That's a wind-up. Now, I've done some maths here.
Yeah.
52 weeks in a year.
Sure.
So, you know, that's like, what, 31 or 32 months or something like that. He's 2.5 years old.
I've never heard of that before.
He's 2.5. Are you winding me up? 142 weeks. Who's still counting at that stage?
Well, it's a great question. And obviously, little Timmy's mum is. But I think that's a bit wrong. I think even, you know what, parents often, they do like, oh, you know, 2.5. Okay, I can sort of get that. At least you're going for the biggest measurement out there. But when you're talking about it in months or weeks, what's wrong? Why is that?
I'm a big believer in, and I don't know if you're the same here, and it's so easy to say it when you're not a parent as well, like sitting on that other side of the fence.
Sure.
But I'm a big believer in you can say their age in weeks until they hit a month. And then from there, you say it in months until they hit a year.
And then
it's just in like solid numbers, whole numbers all the way through. They're 1 until they turn 2. None of this 18-month rubbish. I hate when people say their kid's 18 months old. He's a year and a half maybe if you're really worried about that. But he's 1 until he turns 2, until they turn 2, you know?
Stephen is picket lining because he wants the way age is said for kids to be changed for good.
Does this not wind you up?
A little bit.
The problem is, in a setting like that, when I'm at the Great Northern, had a few seltzers, don't have the time to do the maths.
You shouldn't have to, at a basic level, you shouldn't have to get your calculator out to work out how old somebody is after they tell you how old they are.
Yep.
I think that should be the simple rule for it.
I agree.
New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And as Jess alluded to, their new FM's ticket picker box happening after 8. Plenty of prizes up for grabs. I mean, we've got tickets to Kiss there, the Cause in there, Gold Class tickets to the movies, the Spiegel Tent, you
so
name it.
So much good stuff.
We've got it. All you got to do is pick box 1 through 3. Every box has a prize, but the prize is determined by the box you select. And, of course, it's happening after 8.
Next, though, your chance to score yourself $100 worth of free meat. All thanks to Singo's. Oh. Details on how to do that, just minutes away here at New FM.
The Novos. The Novos. New FM. Would I lie to you, baby?
Yeah, that's right, Stephen. This is your chance to win $100 worth of meat, all thanks to Singo's.
Yeah, of course, Singo's. Fill your fridge, freezer and bellies with great weekly specials. Shop now at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. $100. Better than the old meat pack at the pub, isn't it?
Oh, heaps better, because you get to pick anything you want. You can go in there and decide any of the delicious meat. I'll have that, please.
And
you go, sure.
And Crevo, in case you've forgotten, we're coming into a long weekend as well. Oh. You're having a barbecue, you know, around your house. Maybe you're watching the footy finals, whatever it is. Yeah, this is your chance to get involved. $100 worth of free meat, like we said. Thanks to Singo's. 4967-4105 is the number to call.
That's right. You've got to play Would I Lie to You. Now, if you haven't heard how this works, both Stephen and I will pretend to have an object in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of us is telling the truth. It's your job to figure out who has the real item and who is just a wind-up merchant. Who's telling a lie?
Well, that's it. You've got to see through all the rubbish and the deceit and you know, pick who is telling the truth.
That's right.
That's your goal. If you can do that correctly, of course, $100 worth of free meat, thanks to our friends at Singo's. Once again, that number, 4967-4105.
And our detective of the day from Macquarie Hills stepping up to the plate, it's Ben. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, gentlemen. How are we?
Very well. Now, are you usually pretty good at picking out when someone's fibbing to you?
No.
Well,
you've got to be in it to win it.
And to be fair, it's 50-50 here, so you're still in with a chance.
I like my odds.
Yeah, well, that's true. So what we're going to do here is Kareem and I are both going to give you a little sell of the item we have. And just to be crystal clear, you have to decide who is telling the truth, Ben. All good?
Yep.
All right, easy as well. I can get us started, Kareem, if you'd like.
Okay, sure.
So I've started, I'm a big basketball fan, started playing again here at the stadium in Broadmeadow, actually. But I've bought myself a pair of basketball shoes, which I'm actually not going to wear. Crevo. They're a bit of a display item, right? I've bought myself some Jordan Retro Ones, right? So the OG, like, high tops, and they're in this, like, what colour would you call this, Crevo?
Don't know, they're not there.
Oh, rubbish. They're like this, like, sky blue and black, I suppose, which is like a, I guess, a throwback to his time at the University of North Carolina. So
who's?
It's like Michael Jordan's.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because they're Jordans. So
oh,
they're like,
are they?
Yeah, they're like the University of North Carolina, like sky blue and then black as well, with a bit of white through them. And, of course, they've got, like, the Air Jordan logo up
at the
top.
How much do these set you back?
With postage, like, close to $350.
Oh, good for some, isn't it?
Yeah, very. I don't even wear them. I'm too scared to wear them. They're still in the box, you know? But, yeah, I've treated myself
fake
to
fake shoes.
They're not. They're rubbish, but I've treated myself to some retro Jordans. So, very excited. That's the item I brought this morning, Ben.
Okay, Ben. Now it's time for my pitch. What I've got in front of me is an Azure bicycle, like, light. Okay, the Azure is the brand. I'll switch it on and off for you. Ready? Have a listen to this. Hang on, I'll turn the music down. Sorry, that's distracting. Okay, that's the little switch, right? And it's also got, right, it's also got a rubber strap to strap it to the handlebars, right? I'll sort of pull on the rubber. So I'll just be doing a bit of pulling off here, and you see if you can hear it, all right? That's the rubber snapping as I pull, as I do a quick pull off, if you know what I mean.
Sounds like
Ben.
A rubber band.
Well, yeah.
Does it?
Funny you say that, Ben. Funny you say that. He's mischievous, Crevo.
Oh,
he is.
You're pulling me leg.
Okay, so now you can ask us some questions as well. To Stephen first, do you have any questions about these supposed shoes?
Where'd you get them from?
Bought them on eBay, hey.
On eBay, they're definitely fake.
Oh, don't break my heart like that, Ben.
Okay. All right.
They've got a little blue tick, the going to guarantee or whatever they do on eBay. Yeah.
All right. You've had enough from Stephen. Any questions for me?
Oh, do you have a bike?
I do, actually, yes.
All right. Well, I'm just going to take a stab in the dark because I've got no more questions.
Okay, who do you think is telling the truth? Who has the real item for $100 worth of meat from Singo's? Oh,
it's a hard one. I'm going to say who has the real item and who the person with the shoes.
Yeah, so locking in myself, Stephen with the real item. Crevo.
All right, time for the big reveal. Sorry, mate. Unfortunately, no. I've got the bicycle thing.
Spewing, all right. No, well.
Yeah, well, you know your strengths, and one of them isn't picking as a liar.
Oh, well, no, thanks for getting involved.
Indeed.
Of course, it is all thanks to Singo's. The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. And it means, of course, we've got more free meat to give away throughout the week. Oh, don't worry. We'll give someone. We'll sort someone else out with their barbecue ahead of this long weekend.
Here at New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And Jess, while we still have you here, what's going on with a couple sickies being called for Paul McCartney? Is that what the go is, essentially?
Well, essentially. So the Paul McCartney concert just happens to be on the same night as the monthly scheduled council meeting for Newcastle Council.
Now, this is interesting because, on the one hand, if you worked at the council, would you vote for yourself to get a free night at Paul McCartney? Do they get free tickets as well?
Well, they've all been invited, so
are they going for free?
You'd assume so, wouldn't you?
Already smells like a stitch-up, doesn't it? I mean, I don't know. If you worked on the council, Stephen, real talk, would you vote to get a night off?
Absolutely, I'd want the night off. Absolutely.
We're rescheduling it, so it's fine.
No, but that doesn't mean they should get the night off. because I'm not on the council. That's the reality of the situation, and I'm green with envy. So I've decided they can't have it. I'm not standing for this.
Interesting. What are your thoughts, Jess?
Well, if I was on council and I was invited and I was going to reschedule the meeting, then of course I want the night off to go to Paul McCartney.
But see, that it's a slippery slope because then they can just go, should we just vote for a double hour pay? Done. Who's going to, if you're on council, they who's going to disagree that. With that? Or what did you say? I'm sorry, Jess?
They already do that.
There you go. Your word's not mine.
Indeed.
I just reckon they get nicked. They're going to have to work it. That's, you know what? That's when it's scheduled. That's when your work is.
Yeah, but it's Paul McCartney.
Rotten bit of luck, really.
Yeah. You should
sucks
have seen
to
him.
Suck.
You should have seen him last time.
You don't have tickets, do you? Huh?
I absolutely don't have tickets.
You're
yeah.
Jealous.
And maybe they'll give me theirs because I've got to
Doubtful.
Work it.
That
Doubtful.
Is unlikely. Anyway, interesting debate. And Stephen, we delve a little bit into Mushroom Gate here. And
yes!
This is a story that has fascinated both you and I.
But not just you and I. Captivated the nation and the world alike.
Everyone's been talking about it, news reporting it, all over the world, in fact. And there's been a bit of an update yesterday because the fourth victim of the suspected mushroom poisoning has been released from hospital after nearly 2 months. It's hard to believe it's been that long, actually.
Yeah, so for those who are maybe in the car and don't quite remember this story or need a bit of a catch-up, basically what happened was a lady hosting a dinner party.
Yeah, Erin Patterson.
Erin Patterson cooked up a beef Wellington mm-hmm. for her guests, suspected to have death cat mushrooms in it, which mm-hmm. has caused, unfortunately, the passing away of three of the people at her dinner party. The fourth one, like you said, just released from hospital.
Now, this is big because his name's Ian Wilkinson. He's the only surviving guest from this family lunch back in July. Now, his wife, Heather, was one of the ones who passed away as well. So if he's got any information or anything he wants to tell, he's not going to be holding back, you wouldn't think.
No. Yeah, he's got everything to gain and nothing to lose, really, doesn't he?
That's right. Obviously, the police are still continuing to investigate this whole situation. Now, Erin Patterson, who cooked the meal, is still a suspect, but he's not in custody. So you draw from that what conclusions you will around what evidence they have at this point.
Yeah.
Because if she's not in custody, you know, that I guess it's limited at this point.
Absolutely. Regardless of that, though, Ian will be in the firing line for firing lines. Well, firing line's maybe the wrong word, yeah. But he'll be in line probably for a big payday, for a tell-all story.
Well, I didn't
some
even
media
think of
outlet
that. Yeah.
will offer him, you know, probably seven figures,
possibly
to sit down and talk about his story and talk about this, you know, family lunch or whatever it was,
and how
he felt after and all that sort of stuff. I mean, this story is reminiscent, I think, of like the Chamberlain family when Azaria Chamberlain went missing. Dingo stole my baby.
That's right.
Because it's I feel like Erin Patterson's in that same boat where people are so skeptical without knowing any facts at all.
Yeah.
Did she do it on purpose? Did she not? Was it, you know?
Because her written statement that she gave to police said that she bought the fungi for the lunch at a supermarket and an Asian grocery store.
Yeah.
And she herself was hospitalized after eating the lunch. So there's so many questions still out there about this, and the whole thing is very unusual. I think that's what's captured everyone's attention.
Yeah,
is how strange the whole story is. Because, I mean, like, there was that whole situation with the food dryer thing as well, where they found that at
the
tip.
Yeah, the dehydrator, yeah.
The dehydrator, yeah. And they found that at the tip and, you know.
She said she threw it away ages ago, but then it was revealed she didn't. And the thing is, and you're right, what has captivated, I think, the world alike is the fact that if she has done this and it is like a malicious attack, which
and
is.
And we say if. With
yeah, big if, because yeah. We have no idea at the moment.
Yeah.
But that's so sinister, isn't it? It's like real. So many people, myself included, listen to true crime podcasts, watch true crime shows. This is playing out in front of us, could be a real true crime sinister story. Again, we have no idea.
Yeah.
No details at all. All alleged.
Yeah.
But that, I think that's what captivates people. They're like, oh my God, this is wild.
It'll be very interesting to see what Ian says, especially if he does some sort of tell-all. Like you said, everyone will watch that.
And get paid.
Definitely.
I reckon earn as much money as you can, Ian.
Yeah, definitely. New FM.
Right now, though, Crevo, one of the certainties in life is that kids, however savage and however brutal, will always be honest.
Little
kids, right? They just have no filter. And it's not malicious.
No.
It's not like they're out there trying to hurt people's feelings. They just speak their mind.
They've got an innocence about them that they don't know what damage they can do.
And yeah, and just because they don't know what damage they can do doesn't mean it doesn't cause damage all the same. My partner Siobhan found this out firsthand last week, right? So I've been doing a bit of relief teaching right across the Hunter. She's got a teacher's registration. That's what she studied in Perth before she moved over here. So she's kind of getting a feel of all the different schools, playing out the market before she decides where she actually wants to teach next year, I guess.
Perfect.
Right? So she was doing some relief work last week at Bishop Tyrrell Anglican College, which is in Fletcher.
Nice.
Right? Lovely school. I went and picked her up one day. The campus, massive, big lake in the middle. It's like kindy through to year 12 or, it's a massive school.
Pretty flash.
Very, very flash. But she was teaching a year one class there, right? And as I alluded to, kids can be brutal. God, they gave her a hard time. And again, no malice behind this.
Yeah.
And I'll preface this by saying my partner, Siobhan, stunning. Right? Great shape, gorgeous. But she didn't feel that way when she came home. Picked her up in the car. I was like, how's your day? She seemed a bit flat. I was like, no, what's happened?
Right?
I was like, the kids give you a hard time. What's going on? I was like, what were you teaching today? Because when you rock up as a relief, you often don't know.
Yeah.
She was like, I had a year one class. And I was thinking, year ones, that couldn't be hard work.
Yeah.
I was like, without being a teacher at all.
Colour in the box, cut out of things.
I was like, yeah, 2 + 2, all that sort of stuff. I can work that out. So I was like, what are you on about? Day, blah, blah, blah. She's like, one of the kids said something to me and it's kind of rattled me a bit.
What?
I went, hold on, what's happened? And she said to me that one of the kids came up and was like, miss, are you pregnant? Uh-oh. Now, any adult with any common sense understands.
Never ask that.
You can never say that. Never.
Never.
Anyway, Siobhan was like, no, I'm not pregnant, I think it's the way me dress is crumpled up.
Right.
She's been sitting down, so, it folds over, and I think it's just the way me dress is crumpled up. The kid was like, I don't think it is, and walked off. Are you kidding? Oh, so savage. And like we said, again, I'm sure no malice behind it.
No.
But damage done all the same. I was consoling her on the way home. You haven't put on weight. You're full of rubbish, You're in great shape. Kids are just silly. That's what they are.
I don't understand. It was just the dress. I'm sure of it.
Oh, God. That was a tough battle to win. And they've done all the damage, and I'm the one who has to sit there and fix it.
Oh.
No repercussions for these kids.
Gotta
hold them accountable.
New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, and Stephen, it's about half an hour away.
Come on.
New FM's Ticket Picker Box, your next chance to play, which is very exciting because we've got experiences in there, tickets, all sorts of things. Everyone who gets on's a winner, which is great.
Only local winners as well. Up next, though, a story that'll make you feel old, Creever. Made me feel old as well. It's got to do with peaking a bit early, perhaps going too hard too early. If you've got a story, keep it. 4967405. We're talking about it in minutes. And Crevo, this will make you feel old, right? Because Kayla, who's one of the lovely girls who works out the front here at the Sandgate Bunker, if you've ever come and collected a prize, you've probably dealt with Kayla.
You might have met her, yeah.
She turns 21 today, so big happy birthday
to
Kayla.
Birthday,
big 21
indeed.
As well, which is a massive occasion.
Usually have a big party and stuff.
Well, she did. So she was telling us yesterday, we just have a chat around the office normally. How's your weekend? Blah, blah, blah. She was telling us she had a party on Saturday night for her 21st. And it is a big occasion, so of course you're going to celebrate and live it up. But she also told us that at her 21st, at her own 21st birthday party, she was the first to bed, she reckons.
Before midnight.
So they went out and they had SJs.
That's right.
They had a bit of a function, she was telling us, and then they all went back to her house for a bit of kick-ons.
Yeah.
It's 21st, of course you get to live it up.
She kicked on to bed
while her friend stayed at her house up, drinking, having a good time.
Carrying on.
Now, she claims, and this is, up for speculation,
that
she was just tired, needed to get some sleep. regardless of if that's true or not, it got you and I thinking of big events and parties of the past where you just peak a bit early, don't you?
Yeah, one of my friends is an absolute bandit for this. One time we were travelling, we were overseas for New Year's. Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve, we'd booked like this, like a cabana thing at this club. We had like food, drinks, package, everything.
Would have been a couple hundred dollars each,
yeah,
surely.
Yeah, big group of friends. We were all pretty pumped about the whole situation.
Yeah.
Night before, he drinks way too much and passes out on the beach. We had to carry him home from the beach. The next day and the next night, so hungover, went to bed like 8 o'clock, missed the whole thing, missed the whole party.
Heartbreak. I remember once, a personal anecdote, I probably shouldn't be dubbing myself in like this, yeah, but went to GTM, the music festival, Groove in the Moo,
yeah,
1 year, and obviously for a music festival like that, you normally start pretty early, some pre-drinks before you get there, try and save some money, because yeah, it's so expensive once you get in the gate.
That's right.
Unfortunately, had a few two lemonades come this, you know, pre-drinking session, and like 10 o'clock in the morning when I hopped in, was like slumped against a fence, was like, I am in trouble, it's going to be a long, long day.
Long hot day.
Lucky,
usually,
you know, got some waters in me, recovered in time for the big axe.
That's good.
But there is some times where you just peak too early, don't you?
That's right. So what we want to do here, 4967-4105, when did you peak too early? What was the event? Or maybe it was one of your friends, like in my situation, night before New Year's, just ruined himself for New Year's.
Yeah, did you go to bed early in your own party? All that kind of gear. 4967-4105 is, of course, what we're chasing. And up for grabs, get into Jurassic World, the exhibition, a family pass coming your way. That's right.
And we've seen this on the TV yesterday. It looks so good. Down in Sydney, this is a family pass at Super Lunar Pavilion, Sydney Olympic Park. Book now, jurassicworldexhibition.com.au, or win a family pass on us. School holidays sorted.
Yeah, 4967-4105. When did you peak early or dob in a mate? How early were they in bed at their own, you know, 18th, 21st, etc.?
You can also get in touch on Instagram at @thenovos_, like Ryan did. He said his brother was in bed by 7 p.m. on his own 18th birthday after he tried tequila for the first time. Enough said. He's never touched it again. He's 35 now.
Wow. A bit of a one-hit wonder, the old tequila, wasn't it, eh?
For some people, it's a one and done with that one.
Absolutely.
On 4967-4105, Katie in Cardiff, when did you peak too early?
Well, it won't be anonymous now, will it? Everyone knows who I am, where I am. I was thrown a surprise 25th birthday party. Mm-hmm. And everyone was buying me drinks, which was so nice, and I was really in shock. Some really lovely person decided to buy me Long Island iced teas, but double Long Island iced teas, and I'd never had any of those before. So here I am just drinking them, being polite, but they were double shots. I didn't even make it to 9 o'clock. I threw up everywhere in the actual club. I was carried down the stairs by the security guard, and then in my now husband, he still married me after this, I tried to wind the window down to spew out of the car, apparently, and I spewed down inside of the window in the door, and it was in summer, so all the So that car was absolutely ruined.
That's a write-off, I think. You send that straight to scrappers.
I was a write-off as well.
Two write-offs in the same car. And you know what? Katie's right. That is true love, isn't it?
Yeah.
You stick around with someone through that, you know, through better and worse. That's what they say, isn't it?
That's right. You've done worse first.
You've certainly done the worst, so it only goes up from there.
New FM.
It's your choice. Box 1, 2, or 3. What will it be? New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
Yeah, let's do it, Krimo. 4967-4105 is the number to call to play New FM's Ticket Picker Box. It is really simple, new competition. If you do need a quick run-through of how it works,
yep,
though.
Here we go.
Essentially, what we have in studio is three boxes in front of us, Krimo. All three contain a different prize.
Now, I don't know about you, Stephen, but they're all prizes in every single one. So you can open any box. Well, you get into any box, you're not going to regret it, are you?
No, that's it. Any box does, in fact, win you a prize. I mean,
boxes are good boxes.
And the prizes include, we've got Event Cinema Gold Class tickets, tickets to the Spiegel Temp, like the Blanc's Black, Jets home games. Yesterday, we gave away KISS tickets. Ooh. There is so much up for grabs. All you got to do is select a box. Everyone wins, but what you win is up to you.
Now, Stephen's going to be our box opener for this morning. So think about what one you would want, one, two, or three. And he'll stick his hand in that box and grab out a prize for you.
All right, give us a call now, 4967-4105. It's New FM's Ticket Picker Box, your ticket to unforgettable experiences.
So, our next guaranteed winner is, of course, Tina in Rathmines. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you this morning?
I'm well, how are you?
Very good. Now, are you excited to play?
I am, yes.
Now, Tina, I just read out some of the prizes available in UFM's Ticket Picker Box. Is there anything that particularly takes your fancy?
I would like KISS tickets. I did do KISS for Ticks and didn't win, obviously.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
That would be good.
That's a possibility.
Well, here's your next chance at KISS tickets. I mean, surely.
God, we're generous, aren't we?
Second time the charm, that's not the saying, but fingers crossed we could make it work for you. So what we're going to do, I mean, I'm sure you understand what happened to you, Tina, but three boxes in front of us. We'll give you some thinking time, some thinking music, and then what we'll need you to do is pick a box and claim your prize.
All right, here we go. Have a think about it. Try and visualise. Where are the KISS tickets? Is it one, two, or three? I want you to have a think. All right, now, we need you to pick. All right, what have you thought?
I'm going to go with number three, please.
All right, box three. Oh.
Sound effect played. I've actually got to open the box in studio here, though.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, we're opening up.
All right, here we go. And you have scored yourself a double pass to the cause, Newcastle Ooh. Entertainment Centre, Tuesday the 31st of October. Get your tickets now from Ticket Tech, but you don't have to because they're all yours. Well done.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. See, easy as that.
And only local winners here on 105.3 New FM. And, of course, New FM's Ticket Picker Box plays right throughout the day. So if you want to be one of these said local winners, just got to make sure you're listening.
At all times.
Yeah, 4967-4105. Save it in your phone and you could be off to all these amazing events. Ticket Picker Box, your ticket to unforgettable experiences. We are playing all day on 105.3 New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, so what's going on, Scott? Something we're watching is not now stopping. Is that kind of what's going on?
Well, we're not watching.
You're a cagey man.
Hang on. There we go.
Oh, well, you got to turn me on, first of all.
Well, there we go.
There we go. Bad choice of
words. Calm down. We haven't this much fun in here, are we?
Always, mate. We've been watching the Hollywood strike go on. The writers and the actors. So it's one of the longest times since the two of them have joined forces. So they've been doing all the picket lines and stuff. This is because of the debatable conditions that they are working with in terms of AI, in terms of money, in terms of royalties.
There's a lot of like gig work economy stuff around that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on, which has then had a flow-on effect to TV shows are not being made. Drew Barrymore's been in the media recently. Well, she crossed the line and said, I'm going to do my show. And then everybody went, like, hell you are. Like, it went down. It was real bad. Looks like the writers' strike is coming to an end. Not the entire strike, because the actors are still on strike. But after 146 days, there seems to be some form of agreement that's been made. It still needs to be all the T's crossed and I's dotted and signed. But it looks like we might have a bit of progress.
Yeah,
and in terms of that, it means the writers are going back to work, which in theory means new shows. So over the last night, they've come out saying that The Office is looking at a reboot.
Oh, that's exciting.
That is good.
I don't think it is. I disagree.
What?
If something is perfect, leave it.
No, but I mean, The Office, the first place was the UK version, and they rebooted it to the US, which is unbelievable. US one's better than the UK.
No, but I don't know whether it's the same people that did the US Office. I don't know whether it's going to be a continuation or whether it's going to be a completely new series. Don't forget, the Aussie Office is coming as well.
Yeah.
We're going to be saturated. Yeah, there's going to be too much.
No, but what you got to remember, there's offices all over the place.
I just think we'll be. It's naive to try and shoot it down before it's even come out. It might be awful. It might be. You're right. Also, could be really good though.
Could be. I'm skeptical, but we'll wait and see with that one. Now, all of the different production agencies and all the big outlets that are facing the strikes, they've had so much going on because they've had to reschedule all of their releases, all the movies. Everything's been affected because of these strikes. So just because the pickets are ending doesn't mean everything goes back to normal tomorrow. because the flow-on effect is going to be huge.
Well, it'll be interesting to see as well. What did you say? The strike's been going for like 5 months or something like that. I wonder if there'll be like a 5-6 month period in cinema where really nothing comes out, get nothing new. That would be the logical thing to happen, wouldn't it?
It happened about 8 years ago. There was a big strike for 6 months, and then it was like... shows were going as normal. And then the following January, nothing came out for ages.
Because
there's a flow-on effect. Because they got stuff in the can that they're releasing. Mm. Then at some point...
They'll run out.
It's got to be like those COVID times where they had nobody on set making movies anymore. And so there was one movie released a month. Like it was going to be like back in the COVID times.
Yeah.
Otherwise, gents, in big sporting news. Now, Stephen, I'm looking at you. This is more your area of expertise.
Yeah.
For those that like kicking, is it a Sherrin? It's the Sherrin, isn't it? See, good. Kicking the Sherrin around AFL. It was the Night of Knights last night, the Brownlow medal, and it went to Brisbane Lions' Lachie Neale. So the award is basically the Dally M, sort of same thing, best and fairest this year.
Yeah, exactly. It's the AFL's equivalent of the Dally M. It's Lachie Neale's second.
Yep.
One in controversial terms as well. I'm not sure how much you guys have read about that, but he wasn't picked to win it, basically.
Right. Mm.
And he's got a lot of votes in games that people thought he didn't play that well in, and it's caused a bit of conversation online. But, of course, he will be playing in the AFL Grand Final on Saturday because his Brisbane Lions play. Yep. They play against Collingwood. And then, of course, Sunday we have the NRL big dance, so it's going to be a big week of sport. And tomorrow night, Dally M count as well.
Tomorrow's the Dally M. The Knights are up for a stack of awards, so fingers crossed
we get some.
Get some of the chockies coming home.
Indeed. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
All right, I hope everyone is enjoying the school holiday period, of course.
Indeed.
We're in the early fun stages of holidays, aren't
we? That's right.
The world is your oyster. There's so much adventure to be had and
week
excitement.
Week one is cruising.
Oh, it is so cruisy. And a lot of people, a lot of Castrians might be going away for holidays. A lucky few, you know, while we're all here slaving away.
Yeah.
They're off living it up, maybe overseas somewhere. And if you are overseas on holiday, we've got a story coming up for you, a bit of a consumer beware.
That's
I
right,
suppose.
a warning. And what we're sort of moving towards is, if you've ever been ripped off overseas.
Oh, it happens, doesn't it?
So if you've got a little story around that, keep it ready because, of course, prizes will be up for grabs. We've got the Jurassic World, the exhibition tickets. Everyone wants to get their hands on them.
No more than me.
No, that's right. We'll tell you how you can win them very soon here at New FM.
And, Grevo, like I alluded to before, we're in school holidays, which is so good. Such an exciting time for all the kiddies. And, you know, it is week one, so they're full of adventure and the thrills of life are just non-stop at
this stage,
in the early stages of the holidays. And a couple lucky families might even be going away for the holidays, themselves.
Yep, overseas, you're really lucky.
Yeah, if you're really lucky, you could be going overseas, which is what this lady did, right? She went and took her family on a trip to Singapore.
Okay.
Beautiful destination. And while you're on holidays, you treat yourself to things you'd never normally try, but you also treat yourself in ways you normally never would.
Sure, that's the goal, right?
Holiday money's not real money. Yeah. So, when you're over there, you treat yourself a bit.
Oh, maybe a massage. You normally get one here.
Have you been to Singapore before?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
I have as well. The food is one of the biggest selling points
in
Singapore, right?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So she went there, and they went to a fancy seafood restaurant. You're on holiday. You never normally take yourself out for a fancy restaurant like that, but why not? You know, you're only in Singapore once. So they went, this family of four, and they looked on the menu, Alaskan king crab on there. Never had that before. Let's try that. So they look on the menu, Alaskan king crab, $34. Like, geez, that's pretty cheap. Don't mind that.
Not too bad. We're on holiday. How good's this?
How good's that? So they go, we want the Alaskan king crab, please. So, you know, get the waiter over, a little wave. Come
we'll
over
have
here.
That. Yeah,
we'll have the Alaskan king crab, please. The waiter goes, yeah, okay, no stress. Runs back to the kitchen. Comes back out 2 minutes later, holding this massive king crab, right, in a little like Tupperware container.
Yeah.
And like, this is the crab we've picked for you. All
you
good
happy with that?
She goes, yeah. Are you kidding? That crab, $34.
That's massive.
That'll feed the four of us. No stress. Anyway, she nods, yep, all good. We'll have that one, thanks. Sends it back off to the kitchen. Little did she know that the pricing on the menu, $34 for the king crab, per 100 grams.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. This is the biggest crab they've ever seen.
3.5 kilos of Alaskan king crab. It's cost them over $1,000 for this one meal.
Oh, my God.
She's blowing up. She calls the police. She reckons,
police?
Yeah, she called the police. Got the police. I'm not paying for this. This is false advertising. It's in the fine print in the menu.
Of course,
you know.
It is. It says per 100 grams usually. In small writing.
Tiny little writing. You need to get your glasses out to see it. But, like, yeah, she's got the bill. Biggest shock of her life, $1,000. She can't believe it.
They're not affording this, yeah.
Not affording this. Called the police. A big hoo-ha. Big, yeah, misunderstanding. Obviously, she has to pay in the end because she's eating the food.
Yeah, that's it.
There's nothing you can do about it. It's written on the menu. Maybe not clearly, but it's on there. So, unfortunately, that's her fault.
Yeah.
But it got us thinking, sometimes when you're overseas, you do get ripped off.
Or you get scammed. Bill, yeah, or bill shock. You think something's one price, but it's really another price. It just happens sometimes along the journey. I remember one time went to India, right? Mm-hmm. And we rented like what we thought was like a car and driver to take us around the sites.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And we went, and usually, you know, it's fairly affordable over there, that sort of thing. I think it was like $50 for the day, the whole day, go around everywhere. Anyway, we probably like 20 minutes in, car breaks down. No replacement car.
Nothing.
Nothing. He just goes, oh, hang on, gets these like rocks. Like big sort of boulders that you'd see in a garden, puts them across the road to stop a truck and just bundles us into a truck. He's like, they'll take you where you're going.
What?
The whole thing was bizarre. And we didn't get our money back, nothing. We just spent like 4 hours on the top of a hot truck engine driving along the road.
I remember once I went to China,
yeah,
to the markets in China, and bought for uni this 2 terabyte USB. I was like, this is unbelievable. 2 terabytes, this little USB stick. How good's this?
And cheap, probably, too.
Cheap, yeah. I went with a couple of friends. We all bought them. I don't know, it must have cost us $15 each or something like that. 2 terabytes, you're taking the piss. Anyway, so 5 of us bought it. One of those USBs worked, the other 4 blew up, including mine.
Oh, no.
As soon as you plugged it in the computer, it got real hot, blew up.
There you go. So this is the sort of thing we're after. 4967-4105. When have you been ripped off overseas? Maybe it was just like a bill shock situation like this family. You didn't realise how expensive something would be. Or maybe it was some sort of scam, that kind of thing.
Something a bit more sinister, yeah. Like you said, that number, 4967-4105. And of course, prize is up for grabs. Best caller of the day, Krivo?
That's right. To compensate you for your pain, we'll give you a family pass up for grabs for Jurassic World, the exhibition. This thing is so good. We've been looking at it on TV all week. It's at Super Lunar Pavilion, Sydney Olympic Park from September 22. You can book it now or win it on us.
And that's entertainment for the little kids and the big kids as well. I'm so excited to go see that. Now, I remember the first time I went to Bali, right? We'd been like 8 or something like that.
Sure.
And I'm pestering mum and dad. I want these pair of shoes. They're like, they're knockoffs. They're no good. They'll last you 2 weeks. No, mum, I want them.
Please,
I want them. Please.
Yeah.
Anyway, finally, mum was like, fine, you can go buy those shoes. She gave me the money. They were sitting by the poolside or whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. You just run around Bali, no dramas. Ran across the road to where this vendor was, the guy selling the shoes. Gave him the money. Got him so excited. Running home back to the room. Opened him up. Only one shoe in there.
No wonder it was 50% off. No wonder you got such a good deal.
Got it. And like, I only ever shopped in Australia, so I understood that you pay money, you get your item.
That's it.
Lesson learned.
Indeed.
Let's say that.
Sometimes it happens.
These are the stories we're chasing. 4967-4105. Of course, tickets, family pass, the Jurassic World, the exhibition up for grabs. Best calls on air today.
Indeed. First we go to Curry. Katrina, have you been ripped off overseas? What happened?
Yeah, we turned up for a family holiday in Phuket. We had all our everything paid for, and then we get to the motel and they say, no, we've got no booking for you. We're there with 5 kids, nowhere to stay, had to find some other location to stay at. Ended up being a great holiday, but the first day was absolutely horrendous.
Oh my God, he paid for it as well.
And we never even got a refund either because it had been taken over by some other people.
Well, that's what they tell you anyway. It was changing ownership or something
was
like that. That's what they'll let you know.
It looks a lot like, you look like a lot like the person on the website who owns it. You know, they've just got you. They've stitched you up there. Well, you know what? Just for sharing your, I guess, pain of what's happened there, we're going to hook you up with a family pass to Jurassic World, the exhibition.
Thank you. Well done.
You're very welcome, Katrina. Only local winners.
And how good is that, making the most of the holiday after that? A lot of people would be all grumpy and doom and gloom. Not Katrina. She's like, yeah, I had a good holiday. We lost a bit of money, but...
it was still fun.
We're over here anyway. We still had a good time.
Exactly. You know what? The people of Curry, they just make it happen, don't they? That's us done for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
For Hump Day. How good. Of course, New FM's ticket picker box continues right throughout the day. Your next chance comes with Scott for your work day after 105 minutes commercial free right here on New FM.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.